Thanks for listening to this podcast. For more information about the City Gate, visit www.thecitygate.org.
But I want to talk with you about kingdom mothers, not just mothers, kingdom mothers. Amen? See, I believe we're in a room full of kingdom mothers. You say, what is a kingdom mother? Well, if the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy, then I believe kingdom mothers are those who have righteousness. What is righteousness? Come on, work with me. Some of you know this. I've taught it here before. What? Right relationship. How many of you are sitting there thinking right standing? See, religion has taught us that righteousness is right standing, but it's not just right standing, it's right relationship. You can stand right before someone, but have no relationship with them. Amen? You're going to maybe sit right before a waitress today if you're going out to eat, but that doesn't mean you have a relationship with them. And so righteousness is right relationship. Peace, we all understand that peace is not something. I can't give Dan peace. I can comfort him. But peace is an internal something, and it comes through obedience. And so, and then the last is joy. And so we need to understand that we not only are our mothers virtuous, that I'm going to come out of Proverbs 31, but we also need to understand that they need to have these kingdom principles. Let's go to Proverbs 31 and verse 10. It said, "Oh, who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies." In other words, what it's trying to say, when you find a kingdom mother, when you find a kingdom wife, there is no value put on that. Look, how many of you see in this picture that's been chosen, you know, this necklace that's there? You know, it's not rubies, it's not diamonds, it's not gold. But I want to tell you, to that mother, that necklace, that ornament that's around her neck means something very valuable, because number one, that child, that fruit of her womb is drawing life off of it. It's bringing something. And so we need to understand that there is no cost when it comes to a kingdom mother who is filled with virtue, who has that righteous relationship with God, and we need to honor mothers that way. Now, let me just tell you, I want to do a disclaimer. I don't think my mom is watching, but here's something that all of us as men know. All mothers lie. No. Let me just settle. Let me explain that. How many of you ever had your mother tell a story on you, something that you did when you were a kid that you just know you didn't do? Well, maybe your mother doesn't do it, but my mother does it. I didn't do all that stuff, okay? I mean, I'm telling you, she's got a wild imagination. I know that I couldn't have done half of what she tells on me, all right? But who can find a virtuous wife? Who can find a kingdom mother? Her worth is far above rubies. In Proverbs 31 and verse 13, it says she seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. Willingly works with, look here. She willingly works with her hands. Amen? Now listen, that's a kingdom mother right there. If you don't believe me, go out into public and see the behavior of some kids out there, and you'll understand. She works with her hand. Man, that little boy, I'm telling you. I you know what she said right before? She said, "This is going to hurt me more than you." Amen? How many of you old school enough, you heard that when you were growing up? Amen? Woo, I told my mother one time that wasn't true. Oh, listen, I mean, I'm just telling you, it took two branches off of a willow tree that day, because she wore the first one out and started in on the second one. But see, let me go back and read Proverbs there. I want you to catch this, because I want it drilled in. In Proverbs 31 and verse 13, she seeks wool and flax. I started to paraphrase the Bible. She seeks wood and switches. Okay, but anyway, and willingly works with her hands with that. That's what a kingdom mother will do. And then we can go on to verse 14 in there. It says, she brings food from afar. Amen. Now that's not, I know it sounds like, but I'm not talking about from a fire. She brings food from a, look at here. Wow. What do we got up here? All this food from around here, more than sushi. wasabi, with that, all right? All these different foods. I figured Chuck would probably come up with a Pizza Hut box or something. That's food from a farm. But let me just tell you, mothers work hard to provide. Amen? Now, maybe you're here today and your mother might not have been perfect, but what we're talking about is kingdom mother. They're going to do what they can to provide. Can I tell you one of the things, just a little nugget about my mom? Senior prom, getting ready to go. Now, you have to understand, I was so country and redneck and cowboy back in those days, I mean, with it. But I asked this girl, Elva Mae Taylor, okay? That was her name, Elva Mae Taylor. Her dad was the postmaster in Keville, Arkansas, all right? Keville don't even exist today, all right? It's gone. And with that, and I asked her out, and so I didn't live with my mom. I lived with my dad, and I called her, and I said, Mom, what would be a good corsage? Is that what it's called, corsage, for my prom day? And my mother ordered and had it shipped to me a black orchid. I was the talk of the prom. Woo! In fact, someone brought it up to me recently, and 40-some years later, and talked about, you know, where did you come up with that idea? And I lied, and I said, man, it came in a dream with that. No, I didn't. But I'm telling you, mothers are so neat because they have some insight. My mother just blessed me. I guess it would have been last year now. Is it Christmas? What? She blessed me. My mother has this Pyrex yellow and frosted white mixing bowl. If some of you saw it, I put it on Facebook. It's about this big. Okay? I mean, they actually came in three different colors and three different sizes or four with that. And all my life, my mother made tuna fish in that. Now, let me just tell you. I can eat that thing full of tuna fish. And my mother, still to this day, makes the best tuna fish that there is on earth. Because, she puts plenty of onion in it.
Yes.
Ooh. That. And she pours dill pickle juice in it.
Yeah.
Wow. Need to go see my mama. But anyway, I want you to get it. Mothers are so great because there are things that they can do, and there are things that they can give to you, and there's things that they can with that. Here's some food from far off. Amen. You have to go over to Dodie's house to get this kind of food. Amen. With that. But I want you to catch this. They bring this food from afar. Now let's go to the next one. Verse 15. It says, she is up before dawn preparing breakfast. How many of you mothers got up today before dawn and prepared breakfast? Okay, I didn't think. Well, oh, wait, we have one hand. Bless you, dear lady, up with that. But how many of you know that probably on Mother's Day you let mom sleep in a little bit, or you try to and everything? What is it? Oh, look, this lady, it's dark out there. She's preparing something. I don't know what she's cooking in that and everything. Is that a meth lab? No. Come on. Your mothers need a good, you need cheering up today. Amen. Come on, Swandra. Lighten up. Smile a little bit. Come on. We got to have some fun. But mothers are willing. One thing I love about Susan, definitely not my mother, but one thing I love about the mother of my children is, when I'm hunting in the winter, you know, sometimes she gets up and she helps me fill my thermos bottle full of coffee. And, you know, she does that. Now, sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes I get up and go, you know, and I say, Susan, come in here and help me with this. And she locks the bedroom door, okay, and everything, so that I can't, you know, and I stand outside and beat on it till she finally comes and helps me. But, see, we've got to understand that it talks about bringing food from afar, but it also talks about she's up before dawn. She's preparing things. She's getting things ready. She's willing. Kingdom mothers are women of sacrifice. How many of you have sacrificed? Amen. Amen. Okay, the next one, in verse 17, it says, she girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. Proverbs 31:17. Kingdom women are always energetic and strong. Always energetic and strong. Okay? I don't know about this picture, Chuck. I guess if she picks up that tire with that baby on it, she's pretty strong. But how many of you realize that the strength that mothers carry is an internal strength? It comes from inside. You know, how many of you ever had to get up in the middle of the night and remember feeding that baby or a sick child or something, you know, with it? I mean, and when Susan and I married, I worked 100 hours a week. And she took care of the kids at night. I mean, I needed what little bit of sleep I could get so I could get up and go do it again. And she was the one that got up, and she was the one that sacrificed. That's what kingdom mothers do. They find a source of energy in their passion of caring for the family and providing for the family, and that passion pushes them over the edge. You are that kind of women. You are that kind of mothers. You are kingdom mothers that are filled. Let's go to the next one. In verse 31 and 18, it says, she perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. Her lamp, in other words, she keeps things supplied. Okay? Wow. I'm as surprised as you are, all right? When you put Chuck in charge of something, there's no telling what you're going to come up with. But how many of you know, kingdom mothers are innovative. Amen? Kingdom mothers are innovative. I got a picture somewhere of this big monster truck. It's really not a monster truck. A big four-wheel drive jacked up on big tires and everything. And it's got a step where you get up into the truck and hanging under is a baby in this little swinging thing with that, and it's in the title of it is Alabama Daycare. All right, with that. Listen, you just don't know. Our son Dean Nash, who in June will be 33 years old. That boy, by the time he was 5 years old, rode 200,000 miles on an 18 wheeler with me. I mean, he was just incredibly good. If I would give him chocolate milk, and they called him King Dongs back then. You know, the ding dong. If I would give him that, and never knew him to have a sugar high. I mean, he would go to California with me every week. And I mean, just wasn't any problem. Just was wonderful and everything. And so, but mothers know how to provide. They know how to sacrifice. They know how to be innovative, you know, with it. I saw something recently. I really loved it. And somebody put it on Facebook. It said, I don't like adulthood. If you want to talk with me today, I'll be in my fort coloring. Amen. How many of you ever had those days when you just want to build a fort out of the couch and get your coloring book and go in there and just spend the day with that? Well, listen, that's a good day to get into the Bible. All right. Don't just color, but get into the Word of God and just comfort yourself with it. The other thing is in verse 20, it says she extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. Mothers are always merciful. They have a mercy. They have a mercy. So your country, don't think Christians don't feed the poor. How many of you know that there's some real false things about that are believed about Christians with that? I got a hold of a young man who claims to be a Christian the other day, and he was all against capitalism. And I told him, capitalism's not wrong. God created capitalism. The greed or the love of mammon or money is where the problem is. Yeah. You know, look at the companies. Have y'all noticed recently what, I just went blank, Hobby Lobby's doing? Yeah. They're moving all of their employees up to, a dollar and a half an hour. Every employee, I think, straight across or something. They're making so much. David Green and Mark Green and those guys are making so much money, they're putting it back into their employees. They don't work on Sunday. They're prospering. Yeah. You know, he's been in the top 50 wealthiest men in the nation, I think it was, or something at one time. Why? Because the problem is our companies have allowed the love of mammon or greed to come in, and they're trying to store up for I don't even want to say a rainy day. They're trying to store up for their good. The CEOs are being paid too much. Yes, I said that. And they're not willing to invest back into the people. But capitalism is a kingdom principle. Amen? Abraham was a man of capitalism. And when you do it righteously, amen? When you do it righteously, you prosper, but you allow those that are around you to prosper. Let me tell you a lesson my dad, I know we're talking about mother, but my dad taught me. He said, every business that I ever started, he said, son, you need to look at how many mouths you're going to have to feed. Because your employees got to be paid. And he said, you know, with it. John Deal, a man who came in some understanding, just shortened this, he went and advised a sporting good chain that if I mention the name, you know it. They were losing money. They're about to go out. And he went and evaluated with Christian principles. And this is what he told the owner. He said, you need to get everybody a raise from the janitor all the way up. And the man looked at him and he said, we're losing money now. He said, but your work efficiency is down because the morale of the company is down. He said, if you'll give everybody a raise in the first 3 months of giving everybody a raise across the board with this company, they turned the first profit they'd had in 5 years. That when we had a restaurant one time, and Brian worked there. Every once in a while, Brian remembered I'd just get some, I don't remember, it was $50 or $100 bills. And because we were working hard, we were in trouble. You know, the business would not go. And he would walk through and give every employee, or I'd walk through and we'd give every employee $100, you know, above their normal salary. Just kind of, my dad's done that. I've watched my dad walk up. We had so many people with a wad of 50s that big. And he'd tell me, son, said, it's hot out there. The guys are working hard. This job ain't going good. When they get off this afternoon, he said, give them this 50 and please hear me, that, you know, and he said, and tell them if they don't miss work tomorrow, there's another 50 on Saturday when they get their paycheck. All right. Because we had a lot of men that had a tendency to go spend that money wrongly, but it would raise the morale and it would show that we value them. Mothers do this all the time. Mothers put value in their children. They put value in their husband. The greatest encourager that can come is when you've got a great spouse, a great kingdom mother, a great kingdom wife that stands with you and encourages you. We need to see that. And then certainly last but not least, in Proverbs 31 and verse 26, it says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Amen. Now, let me announce to you what this mother is saying. I have told you over and over and over, don't do as I do, do as I say. No, that's not kingdom mother. Let me just tell you, words speak louder than action. How many of you have read, I meant to look the scripture up, and I did, I said it back. Actions speak louder than words, all right? Just see if you're on your toes. But how many of you know the scripture that speaks about a wife wins her husband by her conversation? And when you look into that word, that's not words out of her mouth, it's her actions. You win him by your actions. You win him. And so it's important to understand these principles. What does this say? You are the best mom in the whole entire history of the world. That's for every one of you. Amen? There's not a mother here that's not for. I want to end this today because I want to let you get out so you can beat the crowd if you're going out to eat. I want to bless you. I want to tell you that I am honored to lead such a congregation of kingdom mothers. I'm going to tell you, we are so blessed here, you know, with it. But I want to speak to you mothers. Find these younger women that's not learned the mothering skills that you've learned through your mistakes. Yes. Amen? Yes. And pull them alongside of you and help them understand what it takes. You know, I know it was a little bit humorous when it showed that mother wearing, adjusting that boy's attitude a while ago from the end he sat on. He sits on. You need to understand that's a principle that needs to be. But here's what I want you to catch. I want you to understand we need to pray over our young mothers. And we need to come alongside them and disciple them and help them learn the principle to take to raise up their children in a righteous way, to raise up their children with value. So we've quit placing values. You know, I talked to my granddaughter, and I love Haley with all my heart, but you know, one of the greatest honor that a child can give to their parents or a grandchild to their grandparent is to value the things they value. I'm old school. I was raised that way. The thing, now, can I tell you, my dad was heathen. And so there were some things I learned the value I shouldn't have learned. But there were many things I learned the value that were great. They were integrity with that. And the greatest thing we can do for our kingdom mothers is we can value the things they value. But can I tell you something? Mothers, you got to let your kids know what you value. Amen? It's like, you know, I about a year ago, someone sent me a real nasty email about every time I said, if you don't tithe, you can't really be in relational covenant with me. And they just really dressed me down about that. But can I tell you what? The scripture just simply says, how can two walk together unless they agree? You can attend this church all you want to, this congregation, and never tithe. We don't come and address you unless you're in leadership. I'm going to encourage you. But what I'm trying to tell you is, if you value what I value, then we can build a relational covenant. But if you're not willing to value what I value, then we can't do that. I want to close with a little video clip for all the mothers here. And we honor you today. I pray today is going to be a great day. We're getting together. Our son is cooking a meal for the family right now. And we get to celebrate today, not just Mother's Day, but yesterday was Brian Pinson's birthday. And we get to celebrate that. And, you know, just an important time. But I want you to be blessed at your household. I want you to be blessed. And we declare that over you. But I want you to watch this video clip. And just understand that this person on this video clip is speaking to you. Bring the lights down, guys.
Mom, are you listening? I got a little ditty to sing for you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, my bestest mom ever. I love you, Mom.
Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap. Now, if that didn't make your day, have your children, have someone carry you out and buy you the meal that you desire, and be blessed. Amen.